guys.
Guys.
This couldn't wait for next week. I mean, we could have waited until next week, but like, you've all heard the news.
Right. And I have so many people texting me. Like, I love that we've established ourselves enough now that we're just like, I feel like in my personal life, I'm everyone's point person for like bachelor conversation discussion. The amount of people that have sent me this morning, in case you guys live under a rock and didn't see.
Yeah.
Gary and Teresa are divorcing. Love isn't real. There's no hope left in the world. Yeah.
Are they divorcing or are they dissolving their marriage, which is how Gary put it in the Good Morning America interview.
And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Was it like conscious uncoupling?
Uncoupling, like, yeah. Why don't you say divorce? Because is that like a euphemism? He thinks like that sounds better, that they're dissolving the marriage versus 100%. Just saying divorcing.
Yeah. That's just like uncoupling. You don't want to say like, oh yeah, we're breaking up. It's a lot nicer to say dissolve our marriage, which is when the host goes back and she's like, you mean divorce? But like, yeah, that definitely is his way of softening the blow. I feel like Gary and Teresa weren't even on people's radars. When you think of like Bachelor Nation divorce.
Well, because they literally just got married. It's like,
yeah.
I would understand if they didn't have the wedding and then it was just a situation where, you know, they got together on the show. Now that they're actually living together and spending more time with each other in real life, they're getting to know each other and they're deciding they're just going to break up. That would make more sense to me. But the fact that they rushed into, like, why did you get married? I have so many issues, especially because they were saying that, like, the reason for their divorce is because they're both so committed to their families and they basically saying like they both didn't want to move. And it's like, you didn't discuss where you were going to live before you got married to someone. I kind of don't buy it. I think that's a very convenient thing to say. That's like a ridiculous thing that you would get married to someone, engaged and married, and not agree on where you're gonna live. Also, I said this on the podcast when we first talked about it. In this day and age, I think you can like go back and forth together and have plenty of couples have two homes. Pick the times of year that you like New Jersey better, pick the time of year you like Indiana better, and just like go back and forth. One can be like more of a vacation home. One can be more established, closer to family. I don't think they need to pick.
Well, we did cover this earlier this week because in Wednesday's episode, if you haven't listened, go back. We cover how it came out that they were living in separate states, which we kind of called bullshit on. There's a lot of ways you can like work around that issue. And in terms of like, you didn't discuss this before you got engaged and married, like, no, as we pointed out in Wednesday's episode, Gary's like, we'll figure it out later. We're in love. Like when you're feeling that like blissful honeymoon stage, like you don't give a fuck. You just like want to be in love with that person. It doesn't matter. But like reality check, you're a real adult in the real world and you do actually have to figure out what you're going to do once you're in the real world. What I don't get is like, I thought when The Golden Bachelor was first coming out, they were purposely choosing people that were close to him for this very reason. Did that not happen? I thought that did.
No, I think they were from all over. I think you're getting confused with Love is Blind, where they all are from.
Oh, I am getting confused with Love is Blind. Area. But then I think for The Golden Bachelorette, they should really look into this, though. Because it's unrealistic to think that someone that established in their life is going to just like up and leave, especially if they have a job like Teresa, family, grandkids. Like, you don't want to just like completely ditch your life because you found someone that you want to marry. Like,
yeah, but that's The Bachelor. That's what they do every season.
I just think for older level people of The Bachelor. Yeah, just for The Golden Bachelor. I do think, honestly, for the regular Bachelor, it would maybe provide more success stories.
Agreed.
I guess.
I don't think they're interested in success stories, really, at the end of the day.
Wait, speaking of that, I think ABC is shaking. I don't think that this is good for – I mean, obviously, it's not good for ABC, obviously, but not. I think ABC is, like, not happy with it. It's not like they were married for a year and they broke up. I think the quick turnaround of the wedding and now the divorce is, like, really bad for them, that I actually think – Jen season's filming right now, they're going to do everything in their power to make sure Jen has a successful happy ending. I really do. I think if it means like giving Jen like extra off camera time with a guy she's like really liking or whatever it is, not fucking with certain guys to ensure that she can like really establish a relationship, I don't think they're gonna I think Jen's season's gonna be more traditional, because like this is right on the heels of Bachelor in Paradise, which was such a joke. When everyone broke up the same week. Now you have a wedding. A wedding. In 3 months, they're done. Like, that's bad. This is, like, damage control. And all they keep doing on their fucking Instagram page is sharing pictures of Kelsey and Joey. Because they're like, guys, remember? We're all about love over here.
What did you make of the fact that, like, they were still, like, holding hands and saying they loved each other?
I still love this person.
Yeah, I still love
him. There's no doubt in my mind. I still am in love with her. I root for her every day.
I was like, are you guys going to, like, still date and just, like, live separately? Or, but then no, because in the interview they were like, yeah, we're still going to keep looking for love and still trying to find our person. So, because I would also maybe kind of get it too, where they're like, okay, the phase we're in life is like, we're both very established, but like, I love spending time with you. Let's just casually date. Like, you get to an age where it's maybe like, you don't necessarily need to get married to like, have a fulfilling partnership with someone and just do it in a way that works for you. But they said they were going to go date other people. So I don't understand.
It did throw me when they said that they were going to still look for love, though. So I'm like, oh, wait. So you don't love her. You just, like, love and respect her as a person. I think there's a difference.
I think, obviously, as you get older, I think people get a lot more hesitant and weary about divorcing. You know what I mean? Just, like, if you're young and in your 20s and you feel like you're married to the wrong person, I think it's a lot easier to get Obviously, divorce is never easy, but it's a lot easier to get divorced knowing like, oh, I potentially have like a lot more time to like meet someone and build a whole life like with someone else. I think as you get older, that obviously gets a lot harder to do and to walk away from something that maybe for the most part is more good than bad.
But this wasn't a real, this wasn't real. This wasn't a real marriage. This was a boyfriend and girlfriend playing bride and groom on TV.
Okay, but they have love and respect for each other when you're in your 70s. Really? You need to go find like something else if you guys enjoy each other's company?
But their company, they're never around. So I think if they were like literally in the same area, the same town, I hear what you're saying. But in this case, it's like, well, we have a long distance relationship and we're not getting along. Things aren't really working. I'm going to stick it out with this person that I've known for 6 months? Probably not. I don't care what age you are.
I don't know. I mean, long distance relationships are not for me, but like, they're for some people make it work and they spend time together and they figure it out. That's why I just think like this whole narrative, I just think it needs to be really bad for not only for them to be divorced after being married on a show where there's so much pressure for them, but then also the fact that they are older in life. I'm like, it must be really bad to walk away.
Or just not good enough. Like, I do think like...
But I think at some age, don't you think people settle? At some age, it's like, okay, this is good enough, actually.
But you're settling for someone that you met 6 months ago. It's not like he's settling for like his high school sweetheart and it's like, oh, whatever, it's fine. Like, I'll just...
But that's not settling then. I don't know.
I feel like
at some point you meet someone who's good enough and you're like, all right, well...
I don't think they were good enough is what I'm saying, though. I don't
think... So then it must have been really bad is what I'm saying. That there might be a lot more going on behind closed doors that we are not seeing. Because to me, I just think like at this stage in their lives, after all this pressure from getting married on a TV show, I just think like it must be really bad to walk away from it so quickly and not try to stick it out and work it out.
I think I blame ABC more, actually. I think ABC pushes along like, okay, we're going to televise your wedding. Okay, like right after the finale. Okay, guys, are you ready? Like, mm-hmm. I kind of wonder if ABC wasn't shoving that down their throat, would they have gotten married that quickly? Probably not. But everything's paid for. They get paid on top of the wedding being free. So it's like all this like glitz and glamour being thrown at you. How do you say no? You're in this honeymoon stage with this woman that you really just met a few months ago. And you're like, okay, I mean, why not? We don't have anything figured out, but what can go wrong?
It's like literally everything can go wrong.
ABC doesn't care at the end
of the day. Well, ABC doesn't care, no. They got their bag. We all watched the wedding.
That's what I'm saying. So like, yeah. I was thinking back to like old school OG Bachelor days, like Ben and Lauren, Emily and Brad, they both pushed like they wanted them to get married at the after the final rose. Like they want the fast weddings. It doesn't matter if they break up the day after. They want you to like believe in the fairy tale in that moment.
Totally.
And I don't know. I wonder if they count like Gary and Teresa as like a success story.
Well, not anymore.
Why go on GMA to break the news? That's what people are kind of questioning.
I think that's probably a contractual thing.
You think? Oh, because it's ABC.
I think
they're like, if you're going to fucking do this to us, you're going to have to go on GMA and explain to people that it was not our fault. I bet. Agreed. Yeah, I think you're right.
Because also they're not really like that active on social media. Like how else are they going to break it? I guess they could post a shared Instagram, but I just think like for them, this makes more sense. ABC can still monetize, like they monetize off the wedding. They're monetizing off of the breakup. Yeah, because they're like exclusive talent for a year. That's what the Bachelor contracts are.
I don't know. It's giving Kim and Chris Humphries. It's just crazy. They got married January 4th. It's April 12th.
I know.
Is that, did they even make it through Q1? Are we in Q2? Barely. We're barely in Q2.
And you know, like, this wasn't something they decided, like, yesterday. Like, it probably was bad, like, during the wedding then. How long are things bad for before you're like, all right, we need to get divorced? Definitely more than a couple weeks to make such a huge decision like that. But then again, they made a huge decision to get married in a couple weeks, so.
Dave Neal said on his YouTube breaking this story that he had heard rumblings that by the time of the actual wedding, things weren't necessarily great. But again, it's the glitz and the glamour and like you're getting a paycheck and televised. Okay, you're getting the free dress and the free ring and everything. Like they just filmed Celebrity Family Feud. They were just at Joey's finale.
And they're saying they still love each other. It's like, guys, just figure it out. Just go.
No, they don't. They don't
spend 1 month in New Jersey, then spend the next month in Indiana. Like, you can be this like jet setting power couple.
So they also went on Dear Shandy, and apparently, I didn't listen to that, but I heard that it was a really good interview. If you guys want to check it out, but Gary said something along the lines of like he's retired. He kind of wants to travel, but Teresa's
okay
working.
To New Jersey. All right, but Teresa can retire in a couple years probably.
So I think he's saying though, like, we're kind of in different worlds here. Like, she's going every Monday through Friday, going to work, clocking in.
Yeah, and I want to go. She's not going to do that for that much longer. At some point, she's going to retire.
But he wants it now.
Now he needs to go on his trip. He can't wait a year. He can't just casually do small trips and weekend trips and long weekends within the...
She has no more PTO. She has to earn it. She has
it's
to earn more
April
PTO.
It's only April 4th. Like, it's the start of a new year. She has plenty of PTO.
No, she used it all to do the wedding and the fucking ABC shit.
She used all her PTO.
Yeah.
Oh man,
that's
no.
it. That's what really happened. And Gary's like, you promised me we would go tour wine country. And she's like,
okay,
I have to go to work.
Still do that. Like, go for a long weekend. Go another time. Or, like, I don't think Teresa's going to work that many more years. Like, you can go to wine country next year when she retires. Like,
she has Jesus that presentation, Christ. Jackie. She's the lead in the group project. She can't.
Oh, no. She's probably the boss at this point, though. Like, she's worked her way up. She can give herself a couple extra PTO days. Or she can work remotely. Like, come on. It's 2024.
Can you change some of your, like, sick days and change them into vacation days? Like,
yeah.
Or can you work on, like, President's Day and earn a vacation day back? Like, there's tons of things you could do to Teresa to, like, earn more paid time off.
Just work the system. A little bit later. Yeah, I don't...
Wait, speaking of Teresa's job, though, they did have a prenup. Because I know a lot of people are questioning that.
Oh, yeah.
And this interview reveal that, which, I mean, good. You married a stranger, so that's smart.
Yeah.
What does this mean now for the Golden Bachelorette? Do you think they're going to change things? Because they announced it, so it is happening. Unless can they do no backsies? Like, they can't take it away now that they announced it.
What do you mean? Like, they would switch it to be Teresa?
Oh, no. I meant, like, just not even do Golden Bachelorette. They're like, fuck it. We thought we can have success. The whole point of having an older bachelor was because they were like, we wanted people to take it more seriously.
Yeah.
And not saying that Gary and Teresa didn't, but, like, you guys had the exact same fucking outcome.
But in a way, they didn't. They didn't even talk about where they were going to live before they got married. Like, that's crazy. I think they're still going to do the Golden Bachelorette, though. I mean... This has been very popular.
It won't be Teresa, unfortunately.
No,
I think it would have been cool. But she's just not as like beloved as some of the other women.
Oh my God, what if it was going to be Leslie, the Golden Bachelorette? But now Gary's like, hey, I'm single. Let's give this another go. I don't think Leslie would go back to him.
She would never. And you wouldn't support that either.
No, I wouldn't.
You're like, once Hannah denied Tyler, that's it.
It's it.
So, I mean, I agree. I don't think Leslie should go back to Gary at all.
No, she can do better now. She has her own season.
Do you think any of this has to do with the long sleeve bathing suit?
Probably.
She probably whipped it out during one of their like weekend trips because they never spent time together.
Yeah, but he knew about it before.
But he was blinded by love. He was blinded by the lights and the show. And then he's like, Teresa, can you grab a different bathing suit? It's not that cold out. Why do you have long sleeves on?
Like, I've never seen one of those even be made. Like, they're just like, they don't exist.
The amount of people that sent me what it actually was, it's from Victoria's Secret. It's like a bodysuit, essentially, mm-hmm. a long sleeve bodysuit, but it's supposed to be like lingerie. But why she wore it on TV without pants is something I'll never understand.
I think at the end of the day, there's a lot more going on behind the scenes. I think they really like to present like this sweet little in love couple. But I firmly stand that I think it has to be really bad to divorce this early with so much pressure on you from a TV show and the whole country and at the age that they're at.
I am going to make my formal stance that I don't think it was really bad because I think Gary is the human version of Winnie the Pooh. And I really don't think he's like a guy that has a lot of like controversy or toxicity in his relationships. I mean, I know, as I say that,
yeah,
obviously.
I don't know, you know, like people can be different people.
Remember the girl he dated, that whole thing?
I think the
interviewer did address that. And they're like, she's like, did this have to do with any of that? Mm-hmm. And Teresa's like, no, I knew about all that shit.
But I didn't even think that whole thing was a big deal because it's like, what was the drama? Oh, no, he dated someone once after his wife had passed. But like, so they're making it seem like he was lying. But it's like, no, obviously the stronger storyline is to say he hasn't really dated since his wife. But he can casually date someone. It's fine.
Right. Wasn't it also that like he didn't announce on ABC that he also like installed hot tubs or something?
Right. That he had like they were calling his job retired restaurateur, but he also had other side jobs. Oh, no. It's like
scandal. Yeah. No, I never so bought silly. That. I didn't really care. I honestly don't even remember the full story because I feel like they really tried to make a big deal about it and then it kind of fizzled out pretty quickly.
Yeah. But I am very adamant that like as much as like we don't know what these people are like without a camera on them. So like for all we know, they could be totally opposite. So I don't know.
I think a lot of the blame is on ABC, to be honest. I think there's a lot of things they could be doing differently to set couples up for success more. And I think they didn't do that at all for them. And they shoved a wedding down their throat. Literally after the final rose, they're like, well, at this stage in our life, we know that we're the one, so we're going to get married. And in 2 weeks, we're having a wedding?
But how much is it like on them to like maybe talk about where you want to live before you propose to someone?
Well, wait, what about the irony that in the proposal, he's like, you're the one I can't live without. And then he literally lived
like
without her through the whole relationship.
He can live without her.
Right. I mean, it's very so sad about this. Very shocked. I actually, even though I kind of knew that this was going to be the story, when they announced it or they teased it yesterday, and they're like an emotional story, I got nervous that one of them was like sick.
Yeah,
because I just like
the were saying too.
The wording of it made me like, oh shit, was it not a breakup and it's like something worse?
Yeah,
I'm relieved in comparison that it's just a breakup, but
yeah,
still sad and shocked. And this was not on my bingo card. I mean, if you asked me a week ago a Bachelor Nation couple's getting divorced, I wouldn't even think of them.
No, I thought it was Sean and Catherine.
I would have probably said Sean and Catherine out of I guess the potentials. Who's even married?
Jason Mesnick.
Jaden Tanner, maybe.
Yeah, I would have guessed them. Ari.
I don't keep up with the married ones. No, Ari and Lauren are soulmates.
And I think they're pretty solid, yeah.
Yeah, so I like forgot about Gary and Teresa, but yeah. I mean, but it's funny, Celebrity Family Feud is going to come out and they're going to be divorced and it's going to come out. It's coming out in like May.
Oh, man. That's
maybe they shouldn't watch that. That's going to bring back memories.
But someone was saying that they were like in the Celebrity Family Feud, like talking about like their blended family and how it's been like going so well. So I'm like, huh? Mm.
Well, I think the daughters are on it. I saw a picture. I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah.
The daughters are in it.
So it's like, how are you going to act like that and then like 3 days later be divorced?
Or well, I don't know. I don't know if it's 3 days
later. What if they
were
like, sorry, we changed our mind. We're actually not going to get divorced.
We're going to recouple.
Yeah.
Or use some kind of like
recouple.
Fancy lingo because you don't want to say divorce. I mean, I wish them the best. I wish their daughters and their family the best because I'm sure it's hard on them. You think like your widowed parent is like getting another chance at love and for it to kind of break that quickly, that sucks. But we wanted to give you guys this breaking news update before the weekend. Kind of a bummer going into the weekend, but good for you that you got another episode out of us.
Yeah. Right? So true.
Make sure, if you haven't listened to the Hannah Brown interview, please go and listen to that now. It was so good. We got so much good feedback. And Wednesday's episode. Now you can listen to it in a totally different light, now knowing that Teresa and Gary are donezo. Right.
So sad. I've unfortunately stopped believing.
No, they me said, too.
Don't stop believing, but like but I need to stop.
I'm gonna stop. All right. Well, is that it, Jackie?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches. I tried to be like really
dramatic. Oh my god, I was like, that was so sad.
Goodbye. I have bitches. To set the mood.